Dun, 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 dun.
There's the intro music right there.
I don't think I hit it soon enough. Want to do it again?
Nah, that's all good. Okay. That was like
a one-time thing?
Exactly.
Okay.
Wiki, wiki, what?
I don't should go wow, wow.
So this is Nerds of the Orange Table. This is a monthly video game podcast. It's like a book club for video games. My name is Jacob.
George.
Adrian.
And we are going to be talking about Rise, Son of Rome. It is one of the Xbox One release games from 2013. It was developed by Crytek and published by Microsoft Studios. When the game was initially revealed at E3 2010, it was revealed as Codename Kingdom. And then in 2011, it was announced that it was going to be a Kinect-only game as just Rise. And then the full name, Rise, Son of Rome, was announced at E3 2013. The game follows Marius Titus, a Roman general seeking to avenge his murdered family. So how long did it take you to play this game?
I don't want to talk about it.
No, it took me a while too, because no, it's just it's just to get started.
It's a very long game.
Is it?
It's a short game.
It's a short game, but it's that too. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was, I don't know, it was better than I thought it was.
I mean, the game was
thought it was going to be.
Yeah. I think what made it feel like it was long was repetitiveness of the game.
It is.
You fight and you block, and it's just like.
Yeah, the combat got a little tiring. I had to take breaks so many times.
Yes. It was like that, because this is my second playthrough, and yeah, it was just as tiring. I'm like, oh, yay, this part. Okay. All right, four more. Oh, there's 10 more guys now.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Okay.
Now, wait, did any of y'all try to do like a dual execution?
Oh, yeah.
I did it like twice. Dude. I couldn't figure out for the life of me how to set it up. Like, I understand, like, when you do executions.
So, how has that skull pop up on your head?
So, you have to hit
get two people.
Two people. See, I did that, but sometimes it was just kill one person, then I move on to the next one and do like a solo execution on him.
Gotta use your eyes.
Yes.
Use your eagle. Oh, wait, wrong game.
Right. No, I admit, Assassin's Creed's fighting, that's what I was thinking about when I was playing this with the whole counting
remote. Same.
Like, I kept on wanting to compare it to it, and I was like, I wish they would have took what Assassin's Creed did and put it in this game, because then I feel like it would have been way better than what it is.
Yes.
So when I start playing Odyssey, it's probably going to feel a lot like Rise now.
Yep.
So, 100%. Yeah, actually, because I played Odyssey, and the counter on Odyssey is not like it is on the rest of the Assassin's Creed's. So you literally have to actually move out of the way of the fight.
Yeah.
So
those executions, though.
Oh, no.
That was brutal.
Yes. And
the whole game is just brutal.
It was brutal.
Oh, my God.
I was not expecting it the first time I played it. I saw, I was like,
okay. Like, limbs literally getting chopped off. You can see the bone marrow and just everything. It was just like, this is a very graphic game.
Yeah. It was really cool, though, because, like, it would use, like, the environment that you were in, like, if you were up against like a ledge, they'd push him off. If it was up against a wall, they'd shove him up against the wall.
Close to a fire pit, you get burnt.
And it's not something like, I see it quite a bit in video games, but I'm still like surprised by it.
Yep.
It's just, I don't know. It's weird going from like a time where we used to play Halo, like the Halo original, Halo 3, Reach, things like that on the 360, and they didn't really have it.
Yeah.
Well, Reach came out with the executions.
Oh, not executions, but like
environmental.
Yeah, kills. Things use the environment.
Yeah.
So that was a pretty cool.
So what did y'all think about the graphics compared to what games are now versus when this game first came out?
Well, see, y'all are lucky. I played it when it first came out, and it was great then because it was the one in a release title for the Xbox.
Yeah, it was a release one.
It looked great, but now playing it when it's upscaled to 4K, it still looks phenomenal to me. Honestly,
without a doubt.
Yeah. I feel like it held up pretty well for it to be one of the first games to come out.
Yeah, it looks really, really good for something that would run on OG Xbox One.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that was 7 years ago, 6.5 years ago.
It's crazy how long it's been.
Yeah, if we started playing the game when it came out, or if we were talking about now when the game came out.
Mm.
7 years when it came out was like 2006. We were in high school. That was freshman year.
Wow.
So freshman year to the release of the game is the game to now. Yeah. That's where we're at.
God, we're old.
Yeah,
there we are.
I'm gonna go grab my Tylenol and pen.
I'll grab your walker.
Thank you.
I need some Bengay.
But yeah, it was really good. Story wise, what did y'all think?
It reminded me of good old classic Roman or Greek war.
I agree.
Movies.
I admit, when I was thinking about this game, I was thinking about 300. I wanted to scream out, "This is Sparta!" I don't know why.
Rome.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was just thinking about.
Still, do not understand why anytime it's a Greek or Roman mythology movie or game, in this matter, they're British.
True.
Yeah, the accents.
And they go and fight the Britannians.
True.
In this game.
So were the Britannians actually British, like the barbarians?
I believe so. Yes.
That was weird.
Yeah.
Like, is it just? I wonder if it, from the game's perspective, if that was like how they saw them or how they actually were.
I don't remember. It's been a while since we were in history class. So.
Yeah, because this game is set in what time period?
Well, it was Nero. It was the emperor. Now he was an actual emperor.
Yeah. Which I did not know, which was pretty interesting that it did some of that.
It's an alternate timeline from what I remember reading earlier.
Vamping. from 54 to 68 AD.
Yeah.
So this is 2,000 years ago.
Okay.
So, I mean, yeah, it's possible because, I don't know, when I think of old Britain, I think of, like, King Henry and all that.
Oh, it's older than that.
Yeah, that's when I think old Britain, that's what I go to. So it's possible that it's pretty accurate.
But didn't Rome conquer part of that country? Yeah, Rome, yeah, that's what they spanned pretty far.
Yeah.
Just like the sun never set on the British Empire, the sun never set on the Roman Empire.
True.
It was everywhere.
Say, dang, they amassed a lot of power.
So did you like the whole, like, safe room storytelling is how the game played out? Like, you play the game at the beginning where you're defending the castle, or the palace, whatever the heck it is, and he goes in with Emperor Nero, they go hide in the little safe room, and he's like, oh, everybody else's story doesn't matter, but here's mine.
Yeah,
and it goes into.
So it really didn't hit me that that's what happened until we got back to that point.
Really?
So same, like, here. Near the end of the story, it's like suddenly you're back in this room with Nero, and everything has happened.
Yep. This whole other time he's telling a story, it was just like, oh, okay. Yeah.
Flashback.
Yeah.
It's like, what's that Bruce Willis movie? You know what
is
I'm
it
talking
a new
about?
One?
No, one of the old ones. God, I can't remember the name. It's like the big spoilers that he's like in it, that he's already dead.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Why can't I think of that right now? Sixth Sense?
Nope. No, not Deadly. Seven Deadlies. Nope.
I have to look at it now.
Because that's Haley Joel Osment. I see dead people.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it would be Sixth Sense.
All right, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because I was thinking Fifth Element for some reason.
No.
Oh.
That's a holy tier movie. Yeah. Sixth Sense is like below
that. That is cult level movie.
Whoa. Don't. Yeah.
Sixth Sense is good.
Yeah.
Fifth Element.
Fifth Element is so much better.
It's like the Holy Grail.
Yeah. I could watch that movie so much.
Keep forgetting about the movie Armageddon.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, when they had to go up in space to destroy the asteroid.
Video games, though, guys. Yes, that's why we're here.
Right, right. Not movies. This is not a movie podcast.
Yeah.
So the one thing I didn't realize when I was battling the bosses is that at least the level of difficulty I was playing on, I don't know if it's true for all of them, but when you're fighting them, they would change to the color of the button you needed to press to attack them.
Any character.
Never realized that.
What setting did you play on?
Soldier. Like, a step up above from easy.
Okay, so yeah, I think that's the one I played on.
Yeah, I can't remember what the difficulties are right now. Yeah, because and there are only three, or was it? No, yeah, because those three. So I played on, I think, the next to the hardest one. Yeah, because then it's legendary, which is the last one. I think
I played on the one under legendary.
Difficulty wise of the game, it wasn't really too much. Like, it wasn't too difficult actually to play it.
Yeah, if I go back and play it, I'll probably play it on something hard.
Yeah.
Because I got it on PC, too, and I still need to play it there.
I had the luxury of, playing through it, so all my stats were leveled up, and I was good to go.
Yeah, he was just beast moding on
him.
I wish I realized sooner that you could buy those coins and use them to level up.
Oh, right.
Oh,
yeah.
I was so mad.
I didn't buy any coins.
I didn't want to buy it. I didn't want to spend any money in it, so I never bothered to look.
Yeah.
And then I looked after I played the game and said, oh, these are all free.
Yep. Right.
Like,
yep.
God. It kind of pisses me off that there were microtransactions in the story, because I feel like that's one place you don't need them.
I think that's when microtransactions was becoming a thing.
Yep, it was right at the beginning of, because it was 2013, so that's when stuff started popping up more. How much did you lose?
No.
Did
I did. I ain't gonna talk about it, but yeah, it's just those kind of games I just don't like, because then you get, you know.
I can't talk too much. Like freaking GTA.
Yeah, but that's online.
I feel like that's different microtransactions.
See, it's an online experience, so that's something different from the story. Because the story, I'm only going to play like maybe once or twice. If I spend money on that, I'm going to feel like, unless it's like on the actual game.
Yeah.
Like the base game, I don't want to have to spend money on to like, if I've, to progress, if I'm like stuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
GTA Online is something completely different because they've been releasing content for the past 7 years.
Which is crazy.
Yeah. And then again on PS5 and I assume Xbox One or Xbox Series X.
That's amazing, Rockstar.
Oh my God.
Amazing, but y'all gotta stop.
I know, they're making so much money right now.
Single player DLC, where are you?
Cricket? Nowhere, to be seen.
We need another Gay Tony. I mean, not in online, I mean
store-wise. I'm actually shocked that they haven't dropped a DLC for it, but they're making so much money online, it's like, why do we need a DLC story?
Yep.
They're giving away $1 million every month on PlayStation. Until they get the release of it on PS5 in 2021.
I'm not buying it on PlayStation. I'm good.
No, I already got it.
I got it twice or three times because I got it on like 360.
Yeah,
and
true.
PC. Yep. And it was free.
I don't know if I bought it on I think PS3 is the only place I haven't bought it.
Oh.
I even have it on because I bought it on Steam years ago and then it was free on Epic. So I got it two places on PC alone.
Mm. You'll never lose it.
Nope. No.
Back to Rise, Son of Rome. Sorry for all the tangents. Just the bosses, like the bosses I kept dying to over and over again, especially Boudica at the end.
Oh, Boudica?
Yeah. Oh.
She was aggressive.
And it took me that long to figure out the fighting, like especially with bosses.
Yeah.
It's one of those almost cadence style games.
When they exactly.
Glow, like, did they glow red on for y'all whenever you could? Which have to get like a perfect deflect.
Yep.
I thought it was red when they're about to do like a heavy attack.
Heavy attack. Okay. But if you like timed it just right, you can still deflect instead of rolling out of the way.
I did it every once in a while, but the timing was just never right for me.
Because it's like they'll mix it up real quick on you, and it's like they have a different time to where you have to block.
Yeah. So like especially with Boudica when she'd like stab the ground, I can never dodge that unless I rolled away.
Mm-hmm.
I think my favorite, I guess it was kind of a boss fight, is when he came back as Damocles. It was in the arena.
Oh, yeah. That was my favorite actual part of the game, was when he was in the arena.
Yeah, that was when I started actually paying attention to the story. Not even going to lie.
Towards the end of the game.
Yeah. It was the most interesting part of it.
It was pretty interesting. That's, like I said, my favorite part of the game.
It starts out slow, that game. Yeah, like, it does. You get put in the action at first, and it's like, oh, hey, let me tell you my story.
Yeah.
Like, this is what happened here and here and here.
Okay. So you're just scaling, like, aqueducts and all that stuff. Yeah.
Oh, aqueduct. I hate that mission.
That was a stupid mission.
It was all right for me.
Yeah.
I don't remember what mission I had most difficulty on, other than just the boss fights in general.
Yeah. I think that's when you first meet Budoka.
Yeah. Yep. In the Colosseum, though, that was pretty legit.
Just all of it. Just the Colosseum.
The changing stages and everything, and then the final battle against what's his face?
What's that man's son name?
I just watched it yesterday.
Right.
I just watched a video just so I could, like, read
it. Well, I'm not gonna lie.
Just to make sure.
Their names kind of, you know, mess me up. Because, again, it's Roman names.
Was it Basilius?
Yeah. Something like that.
No, started with a C.
Yeah.
Started with a C-O something, I think. Hold on. Scrolling. Commodus. Commodus.
Commodus.
Oh, yeah, Commodus.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I thought he was, as much of a dick as he was kind of my favorite character.
He had to use tricks just to win, though.
Yeah. And then at the end when you find out, spoiler,
You're listening to this now. Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Yeah. In case you haven't played this 7-year-old game. Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
When you find out that the woman that he sees, I mean, I forgot her name. The woman that Marius sees.
Mm-hmm. I just saw it.
Yeah.
Summer something?
Yeah, Summer.
And then
Aquilo.
Yeah, and then you find out that they're both basically using humans as their pawns. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Basically, the gods are
they're using playing us a game. As puppets.
Yep. Exactly, yeah.
They're entertaining themselves.
Yeah.
Because they have nothing better to do.
Yeah, I find that line of thinking really, really interesting to me. Because it's not like modern Christianity. It's, you know.
It's the old way.
Yeah. That's just it. That is much more interesting to me.
I agree. That's how a lot of if you go back and look into Greek and Roman mythology, that's how a lot of it played out. They served for the gods. They did everything because they thought they were being controlled that way.
Yeah.
That's probably why I like Greek mythology.
Oh, yeah.
It's fascinating.
It's really interesting.
I love God of War.
Wrong game.
Is that our next game? I don't think I have it yet on.
I've not played it, so I'm down.
I haven't played it yet either.
Neither have I.
Yeah.
The new one on PlayStation?
I haven't played any of it.
Haven't. Well, really?
Never played it.
Whoa. Great game.
Yeah, I don't think I've never played God of War.
Y'all like killing.
Killing you like Marius did to Nero?
Oh my God.
I'm talking about all the way over here.
The prophecy was fascinating in the game. Like, because the man said, you couldn't kill me. Because the prophet said, I have to kill myself with my own sword.
Yep.
Yeah, his own sword.
Yeah.
And then some.
Yep. Ooh, that was a horrible, gruesome way to go.
Yeah, it was brutal.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Need ray tracing.
It was awesome.
Just that.
Yeah.
Nothing else, just that moment.
That man had a drive, though, towards the end when he's going through the hall and you have just soldiers coming out, just stabbing him.
Oh, my God.
How is he still going?
I would have stopped after the first one.
Right? Like, you got impaled multiple times and you're still moving for this man? That is some revenge for you right there.
Come back tomorrow.
Yeah.
Stay right there.
There's no saving you after all them sword stabs.
Nope. Let me go get patched up real quick. Yeah. I'll come back for you.
I'm sure you got a couple organs that's been lacerated.
Yeah, it's the I don't know. The fighting, though, just left a lot to be desired for me.
Yeah, I agree.
It was just so freaking repetitive.
Yep. It did. It got really better towards, like, can I just fast forward through the fight scenes, please, and just get on to the story?
Yeah. Was it us that talked about how Rise had a lot of connect commands in it?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, y'all did. Yeah.
Adrian didn't realize
it. I didn't realize it. I never really used my connect, to be honest. I'm going to be honest with the whole
connect. You tell them, like, when they're all grouped up together with the shield, you can tell them to move forward or hold or fire their arrows. It's
basically every command on the right bumper. Like, okay. When it tell you to press the right bumper, it would say the command there.
That's cool. Yeah. I mean, that was pretty cool in the game with the whole aspect of commanding your own troops. Let them know to shoot volleys of arrows or move up or block, stuff like that.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that they used. Like, I assume that's why it was a launch game, because it had a lot of connect commands in it.
Which you can see in the game that it was definitely made around connect.
Yeah, it's a shame that connect didn't really take off as much as a...
Yeah. Twice.
Yeah, twice, yeah. I enjoyed it. Like, whenever I used my connect for stuff, it was nice.
Yeah.
Or literally just tell my connect to turn on Xbox.
I mean, that was the nice thing about it.
Yeah.
I mean, I got Google for that now.
Yeah. Echo, I think my Echo does it now, too. Fancy.
Bunch of smart people.
Yeah.
Fancy. Anything else with Rise then?
No. I mean, as long as it took us to play it, there's not a lot to talk about.
Oh, yeah, really. I mean, story-wise.
It's pretty cut and dry.
Yeah, pretty much, man, you know, gets betrayed. His dad gets killed by the Emperor because he was jealous because his dad was too popular with the people.
Yep.
Yeah.
Jealousy, man, I tell you.
It's a killer.
Yep.
It's a bitch.
It's going to bring our society down.
Going to?
You're right. We're pretty much there.
I mean, yeah. Evidence has shown that it already has.
Yeah.
Yep.
Did y'all collect any of the Chronicles and stuff like that? The little green, like the shields?
The scrolls and all that.
Yeah, the scrolls and all that stuff.
I tried.
Me too. I got I didn't even get half of them, to be honest. I looked through some of them earlier today and just to see what they were. Mm. I saw those little comic strips of the game, so to give you a little backstory of the game.
Yeah.
Then I did the little multiplayer mode.
Was there people actually still playing?
Yes, actually. I connected with two different people. I was shocked. Like, I was loading, and it really did not take that long to, like, match somebody. It was really shocking to see people still playing this. mainly you're a gladiator in the arena finding different scenes and stuff like that. So it was interesting.
Wow.
Yeah. I do like a basic helmet and little tights. This man had like a whole get up of a gladiator. Like, I'm like, he's pretty beast mode. Like, rank like 50. I'm like, holy crap.
Were you not entertained?
Right. Exactly. I'm like, oh, I feel like I'm over here doing Spartacus right now.
Right.
Good movie, by the way.
Yes.
TV show. Sorry.
That too.
Yeah. I was actually shot.
Yeah.
So I was just trying to different things.
I don't know how to start this.
Do we ever?
No.
We just kind of wing it in the beginning.
I'll let you introduce the game this time, George.
All right. So this month, 3 months delayed, we played Minecraft Dungeons for the first time. And first dungeon crawler for me, actually.
Same. Yeah.
Same, yeah. Yeah.
It was actually a really quick game. It took us a while to do it. That's just because life. But it was a quick game, fun game to play with multiple people.
It's very fun to play.
It
just came out May 26th of 2020, produced by Mojang Studios, who developed the original Minecraft game, or the studio. It is available for Nintendo Switch, PlayStation 4, Windows, and Xbox One. It's like, it's one of the first ones that like caught my attention because it's like an IP that I know.
Yep.
So like, Lara Croft and Diablo, I don't play those games because I just don't like them. Like, I don't know. It's weird. There's no better way for me to put it. Just like, I just didn't play them because they didn't look fun to me. This one, though.
Yeah, I admit, I played Diablo, and I prefer this way more than Diablo.
Yeah.
But you've never played Minecraft.
No, I haven't. I actually enjoyed this.
Still crazy.
I'm gonna get to it. Is this? I don't know.
It's like hearing somebody never playing Tetris after this long.
Yeah,
I know, you're right. That is, whew. Yeah.
But yeah, it's the story is really short, but you play it multiple times to get to like the harder version or like the harder difficulties, which I like.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of secret areas.
There's a lot of secret areas.
Oh my god!
And then they just recently dropped that DLC.
Yep.
Haven't touched it yet.
No, nope.
I don't think I have either.
Yeah, I'm debating if I'm gonna buy it or not.
But yeah, it's like I started playing the second difficulty, and like there's so much more to do, and the levels are longer and harder.
Mm-hmm. What, on adventure?
Because you get more mobs.
Yeah,
yeah. It's intense.
Yeah, but especially if you've got good gear.
Like camping.
I hate you. But
fairly simple controls: A to attack.
Yeah.
Right trigger to throw or shoot arrows.
And the right thumbstick to roll around. Which did either one of y'all even use that?
Yes, all the time.
I hardly really use it. I was noticing that when I was playing. I'm like, you know, I don't even use this.
Whenever I got the armor upgrade, that was either lightning or the fire. Like, it would have the trail of it, and it worked so good. See,
my gear was horrible.
And then actually, as we were speaking before the podcast, on that last level, it had a spot where like you kind of went downstairs and you had to go into that room. No, I just rolled across and kept going. It's like, I'm doing this.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Yeah.
But there's also different costumes, like the wizard costume has like a speed boost built into it. So after you do the roll, most of the times you slow down, but with the wizard one, you speed up.
Yep.
Right. So you keep your momentum.
I'm trying to which one I use. I think I had one where I had health. Because my issue of the game was trying to stay alive. Everything else didn't really matter. I just kept dying a lot.
Yeah.
I found out he had a level 10 firework.
Oh, I got a level 31, and it was killer. That's what actually helped me beat the last boss.
I had level 2 the whole time.
Oh my god.
Right?
I have like a level 50.
Nope, I have a level 2 firework. Yeah. Come on, how?
Yeah, wow. So you basically wasn't really using your...
Oh no, I was using it. Yeah.
I was spamming the mess out of mine when I got it up to level 30 because it was doing a lot of damage. I'm like, oh yeah, this is killing a boss real quick. Let me use it. Then I got a crossbow that was doing a whole lot of damage. Yeah.
It's really deep too. Like, there's just like a lot of different customizations and like
it is
objects you can have, and you just want to pick a lot of the good ones.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
It almost reminded me of Destiny. How like, oh hey, you get this weapon, you upgrade it to the best that you can, and then oh hey, you get a better weapon, scratch that old one and put all of it into that.
Exactly.
It was exactly like Destiny to me, but I actually enjoyed the customization and the upgrades for each weapon.
Every person would have their own different gear that they were using.
Yep.
And not even just gear, but like the upgrades too. That's like
there's thundering. There was
The enchantments. Yeah,
enchantments. That's what it was.
Yeah.
So thundering was my favorite.
You got the artifacts.
Oh my god.
That's why I was running with the same artifact almost the whole entire game.
Yeah.
The totem, the golem, and there's another one.
I can't remember them. I had that level 2 firework from mission 1 till the end.
That's insane. I mean, it's impressive, but it's, you know, it's insane.
Yeah, it's
I used that soul blaster. That was my saving grace at the end missing.
Yeah. See, I didn't get that. I wanted to be like Iron Man and just blast my way through everything, but
I had it like 3 times over, so I was just hitting it, and it took him down to like a quarter health. I was like, all right, this is going to be good.
I did find out that the if when you build up your orbs, like your the, what do you call it, the ghost things? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I forgot spirits. What they're called. So yeah, spirits.
So I didn't get a chance to see what some of those were.
I thought it would give you an extra life, but I never got to that point. Like, I filled it up, but it never gave me an extra life. I was a little upset about that.
I don't remember.
I don't know if it's like a perk of something, but...
It might be a perk.
It didn't do it for me.
Right.
But did y'all follow the story at all?
Some.
Yeah. I mean, I paid more attention towards the end of the game. I'm like, oh, so this is what's going on. Because I remember when I was playing it, I was just playing just enjoying like the maps and the different areas and other stuff of the game, which is, for it to be Minecraft, is very visually appealing.
Yeah.
But, I didn't realize what was going on towards the end, that it was a dude who recently got corrupted from an orb.
Yeah. It was insane.
It was, as it says here on Wikipedia, the homeless illager named Archie who was rejected by all he met. It's like... So he just needed a friend.
Yeah, that's all he needed.
And that's what happened at the end of the end too.
Became like, his friends. Yeah.
Everybody's walking up all dark and ominous. Yeah, and like,
oh, no. Kill him. They're about to murder him.
Yeah.
Here's a friendship.
Like, oh, yep. We're gonna
help you up.
And then after that, it says, is it?
Yeah,
like,
evil's been defeated, or has it?
Yeah, exactly.
Something comes together.
Which I think they'll probably release more DLCs for this, because I mean, this game can keep going for a while.
Easily. Oh yeah,
easily.
Like, I might even continue it just to continue it.
Yeah, for real. It's pretty fun.
Yep. Makes me actually want to play Minecraft.
So the Jungle Awakens DLC, there's a monstrosity known as the Jungle Abomination.
Nice.
So, well, I guess we can delve into that sometime.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was really short. Like, it took forever, but it was the story, like...
Yeah, the storyline was short, but the actual maps, like, it would take you a minute to traverse around all the maps. Especially if you're just going off beat, just trying to search for, like, chests and all that stuff.
We explored everything.
Yeah, every little, like, nook and cranny.
After our second play,
yep.
All together, yeah, we explored everything.
Yeah. Yep. But... we've only been going for 8 minutes. We've waited 2 months to make this.
Yeah.
It is an 8 minute podcast.
Yeah.
All right.
It's really, honestly, not too much. So
no.
So what game we got for the next recording? I'm not even gonna say next month. This is going next recording.
Yeah. So I heard y'all had an idea for it.
Well, he was you. What you were thinking? Last of Us, right?
Whoa. No.
Oh, you don't want to do Last of Us now?
That is a long game.
Okay.
Titanfall? I'm still playing it. Yeah, we can do Titanfall. It's quick, short, and easy.
Titanfall 2.
Yeah. Titanfall 2.
Yeah, let's clarify. Titanfall 2.
Okay. So we'll be back here sooner rather than later.
Right. Because if we did Last of Us, we probably won't be back until what, September?
Yeah.
Right.
So Titanfall 2. We'll see you guys for our next podcast.
Good night.
Sounds good.
Bye.